This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Preparations are in full swing for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 58 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories to be covered in this phase. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister, senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Mahendragarh, Haryana yesterday. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had addressed a rally in the same constituency yesterday. The Prime Minister also addressed a rally at Patiala in Punjab yesterday. In Delhi, a total of 162 candidates are in the fray, including Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj of BJP, Somnath Bharti and Kuldeep Kumar of Aam Aadmi Party, and Kanhaiya Kumar and JP Agarwal of Congress. Over 1 crore 50 lakh voters will decide the political fate of these candidates. In Punjab, the campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is gaining momentum. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 2 election rallies in Punjab this afternoon in Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot will visit Sri Anandpur Sahib Lok Sabha constituency to address rallies. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati is also visiting Punjab today. She will address an election rally in Nawanshahr town in the noon. In Himachal Pradesh, election campaigning is reaching a peak for the Lok Sabha elections on June 1st in the 7th and final phase, along with 6 assembly by-elections. Star campaigners from both major political parties, BJP and Congress, are actively campaigning for their respective candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a day-long election tour of the state today. He will address BJP's Vijay Sankalp rally at Chaugaon Ground in Ahan, the district headquarters of Sirmaur, this morning. Later, he will address a rally at Padal Ground in Mandi. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address an election rally in Rohru, Shimla tomorrow, while former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will hold rallies at Nahan in Shimla and at Una and the Hamirpur parliamentary constituency on Sunday. In the Thane district of Maharashtra, 9 persons have been killed and 56 injured after a massive fire broke out in the industrial area of Dombivli. The incident was triggered after a boiler blast at a chemical company yesterday. The Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced a financial aid of 5 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. The first batch of the 60 Indian nationals rescued by the Indian Embassy in Cambodia from fraudulent employers have returned to India. In a social media post, Embassy of India in Phnom Penh thanked the Cambodian authorities for their support. It assisted the 60 victims of fraudulent employment to return home and helped with the legal paperwork. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree to allow seizure of U.S. properties inside Russia in response to the U.S. potential confiscation of Russian assets. According to the decree, the Russian Central Bank and Russian entities will have the right to seek legal redress in the court in case of unlawful seizure of properties by the United States. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in many parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and in isolated pockets of Delhi till Monday, while heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in West Uttar Pradesh during Sunday and Monday. In Konkan and Goa, hot and humid weather is likely to prevail today and over Assam till tomorrow. In badminton, 2-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu stormed into the women's singles semi-finals of Malaysia Masters in Kuala Lumpur this morning. Sindhu defeated Han He of China 21-13, 14-21, 21-12 in the quarter-final. In another women's singles quarter-final, Ashmita Chaliha lost to 6-seeder Chinese Zhang Yiman in straight sets. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals in the second quarter qualifier match at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.